Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Hey, a good friend of mine, and in all honesty, I think the best in the business. Mike Gideon joins us here on 98.7 ESPN. He's the creator, the inventor of the red, blue, purple system when it comes to scouting players, and is just a wealth of knowledge. Mike, welcome into 98.7 ESPN. Really appreciate your time this morning.
How you doing, Anita?
Man, I'm better than Giants fans, that's for sure.
Okay.
I'm texting Mike during the draft, just trying to, like, you know, get his input after each and every draft. And of course, when the Giants drafted the Daniel Jones, I text Mike WTF, and Mike's text back to me was oops. So why don't we start right there? Daniel Jones, how shocked were you, Mike, that the Giants took him at 6?
Pretty shocked after seeing the first 5 picks, thinking that, you know, at 17 there would be a quarterback there also. And, you know, with so many other top players on the board, that they decided to take the quarterback at 6 and take Jones.
So if you can, kind of in your assessment, tell us, break Daniel Jones down to us in the film that you've watched of him.
Well, it's interesting. Is the good part is his traits are similar to Eli's. You know, he's a tall pocket passer who can push it down the field and can create big plays. Very smart. Played in a system in college that's, you know, similar to the pro style. So the traits are very similar to what the Giants have seen. So changing, I'll say, scheme and playbook and plays won't have to occur because you're getting somebody very similar to Eli's play skill.
Okay. Give us the negatives.
The negatives in my part would be, is the NFL with the quarterback position moving towards a more athletic type? But then, you know, when you look at, say, the Patrick Mahomes and the Lamar Jacksons of the world, but then you look at the big picture, and if you go and say Deshaun Watson and Trubisky and such in the last couple of years, but then if you look at the teams that have won championships, obviously New England with Brady, Nick Foles when he took over for Wentz for the Eagles, the Giants in the past, is it how you build a championship Super Bowl team is by having a pocket passer. And that will be interesting to watch in the future. Or is it the new trend with quarterbacks that can move?
Mike Gideon joining us here on 98.7 ESPN, professional scout in and around the NFL. It's been brought to my attention that on the big board for the Giants, they had Daniel Jones 1 and Drew Lock 1A.
Okay.
Does that surprise you at all?
No. Same type of style. Locke, you know, what's really intriguing is how strong his arm is. And you know, playing in the NFC East, quarterbacks that are real successful have strong arms in that division.
So, in essence, if that was 1 and 1A, right now, as we know, the Giants walked away with Daniel Jones, Dexter Lawrence, and DeAndre Baker. Do you like that threesome as opposed to Josh Allen, Dexter Lawrence, and Drew Lock in the second round? I like the latter. I'm curious. You're the expert here. What three players would you want to roll with?
Wow, good question. I actually like the Jackson pick. I mean, the Lawrence pick as the 3 end. I mean, heck, he runs 5'5" and he runs 342 pounds. I mean, that's exceptional. And I also like the corner of the Baker pick. You know, the other process that you have to look in with the draft is, yes, you want to make your team better. And then what you're also studying is the other three teams on your division and how are we going to match up and try to beat them. because if we can beat the other three teams in our division, that gives us a chance to obviously go to the playoffs. So part of the chess match is, okay, I've also got to be looking at the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Redskins, and, you know, they have receivers, so I need corners. I also need defensive linemen to stop the run. So the Baker and the Lawrence picks, I actually like.
A number of people felt that Baker was the best corner coming out of this draft. Did you feel the same way?
Yes, I thought he, height, weight, speed were very good. And some of the other, there weren't as many questions on him as a corner as, say, some of the other corners.
Here's another scenario for you, Mike, and that is I was being told that the Giants were in play for Josh Rosen and that the organization was willing to give up a second-round pick for Josh Rosen. So another scenario could have been Josh Allen, Dexter Lawrence, and their second-round pick for Josh Rosen. Is that something that would interest you even more than where they're at right now?
It's it would be an interesting scenario. Obviously, Rosen, same, you know, player skill set as we've been talking about, Eli and Daniel Jones. But it's the draft is so unknown, and you're on the clock that you can't hope, and you can't react. You have to act, and you have to have a plan, and you have to go stick to it and be aggressive and pick.
Again, Mike Gideon joining us here on 98.7 ESPN, one of the best scouts in the business. So we're blessed to have you on, Mike. Thank you. Before we start breaking down the draft, and I'm curious to get your opinion on who was a steal, who's going to be a bust. But before that, I'm really curious. So many Giants fans keep on bringing up Dwayne Haskins. And it's evident that there are a number of Giants fans who really would have liked the Giants to have drafted Dwayne Haskins. Your thought on why you think he fell to Washington, and why do you feel the Giants did not have him at the top of their quarterback board?
I would say probably would be the experience. So only one season as a starter in college football. And the other would be, you know, fit. When it really comes down to when you pick players, is it's about fit. And you know, if you want to use, say, a recipe in cooking, you know, who are the ingredients, the players that best fit what we're going to go put on the field? And that would be, so my, I guess Haskins would be probably what they were thinking about was 1 year starter. And then is he the correct fit for what we want to do on offense for the Giants?
Well, let's start right there, Mike, because I love what Washington was able to do. Haskins falls to them at 15. And then, very interesting what happened with Montez Sweat. Are you hearing that the report that he has an enlarged heart might be bogus? And so for Washington to trade up with the Colts and get him at 26, one of the best pass rushers, where there is a report out there that he might not have a heart issue at all. I'm curious to get your thoughts and what you're hearing. For them to walk away with Haskins and Sweat in the first round, I think is tremendous for Washington.
I would agree, whereas I think we were talking earlier where before the draft it was Washington wanting to get aggressive and we'll mortgage the future to go get our quarterback, and they sat and were patient and I think got two great players in the first round.
What are you hearing about that bogus report? Are you hearing anything about that, and how does that happen?
You know, that's a great question of how it does happen, and it seems like there's always something 24 hours, 48 hours before the draft that just comes out of the blue that, you know, can hurt a kid's stock. And it's unfortunate. And of how it happens, I'm not 100% sure. I would think with all the testing they do at the combine and he's obviously in college, that if there was an issue, people would know. But how it gets leaked, say, 48 hours before the draft, I do not know.
All right, let's take a look at the draft and how it all played out. And you and I spent endless hours talking about it, of course. I bug you all the time. Murray 1, Bosa 2, we expected. And then there was some speculation that the Jets might take Ed Oliver or Quinnen Williams. You thought Ed Oliver best fits their system because he could play alongside Leo Williams. But they go with Quinnen Williams. Your thoughts on Quinnen Williams and how he fits this defensive line with Leo Williams on it?
Well, it's interesting in that this is where the confusing part comes in. Is like, you know, you always say take the best player on the board. So I think Quentin Williams was the best player on the board, but you're sitting there with the Jets and he plays this. Quentin Williams plays the same position as Leonard Williams, plays the same position as Henry Anderson, who the Jets just re-signed, and he plays the same position as their third-round pick last year, Shepard. And so there are other holes on the Jets. That was that the best player for the Jets? It's a combination of best player on the board, but you also want to be able to fill needs. So in hindsight, if you take the Jets' defense, throw in the safety Adams, four of their best players play the same position.
So what do you think they do with Leo Williams?
I think, you know, he's going into, let me see.
He's going to be an unrestricted free agent in 2020.
Exactly. So he's going to his fifth-year option.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. Obviously, you have both of them this year. But it looks like to me that Leonard Williams could possibly be a free agent after the end of the season.
Interesting. Pharrell going forth to Oakland. How big of a surprise was that for you? Because a lot of people anticipated them to take Ed Oliver there.
I don't think they took Oliver because the last two drafts, they took the kid out of Michigan, Hurst, and then they took a kid named P.J. Hall last year, who are similar, real quick, penetrating type D tackles. I think the Raiders were always thinking defense. They wanted the edge guy, and as you can tell afterwards with Gruden and Mayock, you know, they also wanted character guys. So I think Farrell was a little bit of a surprise, but I think all along they knew he was one of the guys they wanted.
Steal of the draft, Josh Allen falling to the Jaguars at 7. Thank you very much, Giants.
I think maybe Dillard to the Eagles that late as a left tackle to you know, there's the heir to Jason Peters. I just think it was a real good pick by the Eagles, you know, in the second half of the draft.
Yeah, Eagles trading with the Ravens to move up to 22 to get Andre Dillard, who I feel was the best offensive lineman in this draft. Do you agree with that?
I do.
What about Green Bay trading up with Seattle to 21 to get Darnell Savage? You and I talked about him, DB from Maryland. A lot of people feel that he was one of the best DBs in this draft.
Yeah, it was. I think the Packers have been looking for that center field safety for a while. You know, now they'll pair him with, you know, the Bear guy that they got in free agency, Amos, and they'll be pretty good down the middle. So they've been looking for the center fielder. They didn't get him in Clinton Dix a few years ago in the draft. But I think they're excited that they got a center field safety.
I love the Ravens getting Marquise Brown at 25 just because they're going to pair him up with Lamar Jackson. Who's going to stop that offense? That's going to be exciting to watch.
It's interesting to look at how teams, you know, and then they took another receiver in a later round, is how some of the teams, what they did to make their quarterbacks, you know, say, hopefully play better or to give them weapons. Some of the teams gave their quarterbacks receivers. Other teams, like the Vikings and the Falcons, gave them offensive linemen. Like Denver gave them an offensive lineman and a tight end. So it was interesting to see teams try to give supplement players to make that quarterback that they're paying produce as well as he can.
Mike Gideon joining us here, 98.7 ESPN, professional scout in the NFL. Last question for you before I let you go. We talked about two of the biggest busts this season. One is Pittsburgh trading up with Denver to 10 to get Devin Bush. A lot of people are in love with this kid, linebacker from Michigan. You don't feel that he's going to be that big of a superstar?
At the present time, no. I think he's more of a 40 defense fit than a 30 fit. My concern is his height. He can run. And then is he going to be a thumper as an inside 30 linebacker?
And last but not least, you won me some money. You said DK Metcalf was going to fall, and you don't feel that he's that much of a superstar. I put $10 down to win 16. It was plus 1600, so I won $160 that DK Metcalf would be the last guy in that draft room. And so you helped me win some money there, my friend. Thank you. What don't you like about DK Metcalf?
He's one, you know, coming off a neck injury, which is, you know, in football, anything like that. The height, size, and speed is obviously there. He's just a very raw route runner. So his routes and understanding coverages and getting out of his breaks quickly are just things that he needs to improve on. But if you take, you know, size, speed, combination, it's off the charts. He's just kind of a raw player that needs to work on route running and understanding coverages.
Great stuff as always, Mike. Again, we so appreciate your time this morning here on 98.7 ESPN. You're a wealth of knowledge, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day, Anita.
You got it. One of the best in the business, Mike Gideon, joining us here on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.